Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Everybody, this is Rick with the Monorail Tales podcast, and I'm here tonight with my good friends Steve and Patrick for Disney Plus Take 4. Kind of.
Yeah,
not quite 4 because Bill's still not here. He's taking the week off because he's got his parents and his in-laws at his house. So just kind of picture Clark Griswold, and that's Bill. But cool. We would like to welcome Patrick in his official capacity as our new co-host of Disney Plus Take 4.
Yes. Well, yes. Welcome, Patrick.
Thanks, guys. You can't see it, but I am taking a bow right now.
I'm still trying to figure out who approved it, but, you know, that's just me.
That would have been you.
There's this nice little British lady that had a great idea.
I thought she was Canadian.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, really? We have an English person on this show?
Right. I can't keep track of where she says she's from.
Yeah, me either.
I think it's a fake accent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's Southern now.
Yeah.
Got them Southern roots.
Yeah. So anyway, What we got going on this week?
I think in honor of Patrick's first time officially co-hosting that he gets to start with Friday, July 2nd.
Cool.
Fantastic, guys. Yeah, looking forward to dive into it. So the second couple new seasons coming out. So a new series from National Geographic, Breaking Bobby Bones. Kind of read through the synopsis. Looks like it should be a good series to dive into. A new series called Disney Junior Mickey Mouse Mixed Up Adventures. The season 4 of Disney Ravensholm. And then a new season, season 3 of Gordon Ramsay Uncharted. The episode that's going to start out with is going to be Lush and Wild Puerto Rico. So I'm a big fan of the show, so I can't wait for that one to come out. And then The Sandlot and The Sandlot 2. Are going to be on Disney Plus as of the 2nd as well. So for me growing up in my childhood, that's exciting to be able to see those on there. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm really looking forward to those two being there.
Fun fact, I've never seen either one.
Oh, man. That's
going to really? The Sandlot?
Time. Nope.
Wow.
It's one of my wife's favorite movies, and she's always trying to get me to watch it.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Nope. I hate Smalls so much.
Man, you're all going to have to watch it as soon as it comes out. You and Brandy are going to have to make sure you get that.
Yep.
A couple new episodes coming out for High School the musical series, Star Wars The Bad Batch, new episode. And then a series episode for episode 102 for the Mysterious Benedict Society is going to be out as well. So it looks like that's about one of the first couple episodes. Another show that looks kind of interesting when you read into it as well. And as we move on through the week into Wednesday, July 7th, a couple things that I'm really excited about. So Monsters at Work premiere. This is going to be episode 101. And it says, Welcome to Monsters Incorporated. So it's going to be kind of a play on Monsters, Inc. So I love the movie, and I love everything they've done. So I'm really excited to see what this series is going to look like. A new episode of Loki is going to roll out as well. You know, the God of Mischief, past couple episodes have been great, so really looking forward to that. And then Marvel Studios Legends. This is going to serve as an exciting refresher for the various heroes and villains that make up their shows streaming on Disney Plus. So it's going to kind of set the stage for some stuff that's in the future. So if you are a Marvel Studios fan, definitely something to check out on the 7th.
I want to go over a couple things. Breaking Bobby Bones, is that like a pirate show?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like,
I mean,
it's
it
about...
it sounds like a R. We're breaking Bobby's bones.
I know, right? Another spinoff on some pirate shows. It looks like he's kind of talking about maybe some medical issue that's going on and how that's played into his life. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what's going on.
Yeah, and then you did mention Gordon Ramsay Uncharted.
I did.
How many have you seen?
Oh, I've watched probably almost every episode as of right now. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge fan, and that show is just amazing.
Yep. I've seen three, and I'm like, really? I mean, it's like it takes him totally out of an element.
It does.
And
it's completely out of his comfort zone, completely.
Oh, yeah. But then it puts it back into his cooking zone, which is his comfort zone. But, wow.
Yeah, I like the spinoff and the way that the show has played out over the last couple seasons. You know, it's great seeing the different cultures and how he can truly appreciate being out of that comfort zone and still want to show respect to the culture that he's in through his cooking.
Yeah, and I don't know if I want to say it gives him a different aspect of himself. But in some ways it does. I mean, we know him all as, you know, Master Chef and everything else.
Yep.
But this, it just, I don't
takes
know.
Him to the lighter side a little bit.
Yeah, maybe that's it. A little bit of the lighter side of him. And
he's not as intense. And I think you get to see more of maybe who he really is when he's not, like on Hell's Kitchen or like you said, MasterChef or something like that in his element. But I think it plays to who he maybe really is outside of those shows.
And I think it takes him into uncharted areas with food, because some, I know the couple of the ones I've seen, it's like, what is this? And some things he likes and some things he doesn't, but I mean, that's, you know, that's anybody and everybody. So
yeah, that's part of the business.
Would really recommend watching. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, no, you can finish that conversation. I was going to mention something else.
Okay, go ahead.
We should mention that the Marvel Studios Legends show updates with a new character whenever they're getting ready to have something new come out. And this episode on July 7th features Black Widow because there's something coming up with that.
I have not seen any of the Marvel Studios Legends yet.
They're just quick synopses.
Okay.
Of, you know, it just kind of tells the story of that character in 5 to 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did one for Wanda and one for Vision. And then they did one for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
And they did one for Loki and one for the Tesseract, which was a good show because the Tesseract shows up in so many different movies.
It
it's
really
hard to keep
does.
Track of. So this one features Black Widow.
Cool.
I feel like there's something about Black Widow coming up soon.
Maybe.
What could it be?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out in a few Spider minutes. We'll see. Okay, so now it's me. So new library titles coming up starting July 9th. Disney Junior's Minnie's Bowtoons. Okay, Party Palace Pals. This is season one. Have no idea what this is, but occasionally I kind of like to watch Disney Junior. Usually I keep it on in the cat's room.
Yeah.
I really do. And they actually have Disney Junior going right now. But also, Friday, July 9th, premiering Flicka, which I don't have in front of me when that came out. That was a great movie. And then Gordon Ramsay Uncharted, starting season 3. Whoa! Miraculous World. Shanghai, The Legend of Lady Dragon.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because this is the 5th anniversary of Shanghai Disneyland. As long as you don't count out when they were closed for
like
Right.
He said it, not me.
Yeah. So also, coming up, Orca versus Great White, also known as Killer Whale versus Shark. I'm probably not going to watch it. I have issues with this, even at my age. But and then also we have Rogue Shark, also known as Rogue Jaws. But if you really want to watch something with sharks that's coming up, let's do Shark Beach with Chris Hemsworth. Because this is, I have not seen this yet, but I've heard of a few people that have previewed it. And, of course, they mostly talk about Chris Hemsworth because they were females that were talking about it. But it's about Chris Hemsworth talking about the Australian beaches and how to cope with sharks and how to not cope with sharks and things. So, actually, this one sounds pretty good. And then, of course, if it doesn't work out, then you have Sharks Attack, Chris Hemsworth. No, that not really, but my eyes crossed and it went with Shark Beach with Chris Hemsworth and then went at Sharks Attack. And then I crossed my eyes and it said, when sharks attack Chris Hemsworth. So, anyway, and then you have the world's biggest bull shark. So, that should be very interesting.
Sounds like a pretty fierce lineup.
Yeah. I find it sharking. That's just... Okay, yeah, enough with the dad jokes. I'm going back on the Jungle Cruise. Also, Disney Plus Originals, a premiere. Something we've been waiting on for, what, 5,000 years? The Black Widow premiere. Marvel Studios' action-packed spy thriller, Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. Black Widow, confronts the darker parts of her ledger when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises. Pursued by a force that will stop at nothing to bring her down, Natasha must deal with her history as a spy and the broken relationships left in her wake long before she became an Avenger. Thank you, Scarlett Johansson. Because as she surprises her role... And there's all kinds of Florence Pugh stars as Yelena. David Harbour portrays Alexei, who's the Red Guardian, which we'll find out. Rachel Weisz, thank you, from The Mummy. So it's directed by Kate Shortland, produced by, imagine that, Kevin Feige. So I don't know. All right, I'm going to ask you guys before we go any farther, home or are you going to the theater?
Theater.
100% theater.
Our theater's just opened 2 weeks ago.
Perfect timing.
And I had no idea. I just happened to be driving by and I'm like, oh my gosh, cars. and there was a lot of cars. So, yeah. So
I don't know when, because we'll be in Myrtle Beach that day. And that night, I'm flying to Disney World from Myrtle Beach. So,
are you really?
Mm-hmm. Well, lucky you.
What day are you flying down?
The 5th.
We were coming in on the 6th.
I might be talking to somebody to make some plans for that.
Just what, saying. For us to come in on the 6th? Mm-hmm. We'll be at Myrtle Beach on the 6th.
But, yes, we're definitely going to watch it in theaters. And I'm sure we'll buy it for premiere access to rewatch.
Yeah.
Weren't you out of town on the last Cruella, too, and couldn't see it on opening night?
Yeah, I might have been at Disney World then, too. Huh.
Well, I guess we're going to have to live vicariously through you and spoil it all for you again.
Oh, guess what? Spoiler alert. There are two premiere access movies in July, and I'll be headed down to Disney World on the next one, too. But we'll get to that one later.
Oh, yeah, I was about to spoil it. So, yeah. Good. Okay. So anyway, one of the things we haven't talked about, and I wanted to ask you guys too, is High School Musical, the series, which frankly is way too long of a title, but I hear it all the time on different podcasts. So has anyone watched that?
My daughter has.
I hear it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear it a lot from the back seat. The music's not too bad.
And I've also heard that the actors are really, and I've heard a couple interviews with them, are actually really a lot of fun. So, again, I know this has been, I'm trying to think of how many they've done, but I may have to go back and watch some of this.
Well, this is episode 9 of season 2, so there's been several episodes.
Yeah, so yeah. And then another one that Patrick talked about, too, the Mysterious Benedict Society.
Mm-hmm.
So that one premieres.
What, it starts this month.
Okay.
In June. The first episode, yeah.
Yeah.
It's based on a book, and I have the book.
Why is all this ready stuff to based go? On books? Why yeah. can't we have movies based on something else?
Yeah. I have the book, audiobook prepped and ready to go. I'm hoping to listen to it next week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You may need to send me a link to get that audiobook.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'd like to hear that too. This one sounds good. And then have you guys, all right, Star Wars The Bad Batch. Are you guys fans of the animated versions of all the Star Wars, Clone Wars, and all the other stuff?
I haven't watched a single episode ever. Okay. I just haven't had time.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't get in.
I'm into it. It's just I don't have time to see all of it. I mean, I actually have downloaded all of the Clone Wars. And I think I did that right before I went to Shanghai because I'm like, I'm going to watch all of them on, you know, an 18-hour flight.
There's a lot to catch up on.
There is a lot. I would have to go to Shanghai like 4 times there and back to actually
sacrifice get caught. That you're willing to make.
Yeah. But The Bad Batch, I have started watching from season 1, episode 1, and I like it. I think it's got a lot to offer. All right, who's got July 14th, the day after my birthday?
Well, that's you, but before you...
Is it me?
Yeah, before you mention that,
mm-hmm.
I want to go back to Black Widow for a second.
Sure.
It's the first film in Phase 4 of the MCU, and it's the first Marvel movie that we've had in over 2 years. Because Spider-Man Far From Home, which came out July 2nd, 2019, was the last movie of Phase 3.
Oh, my gosh. It's been that long?
Yes. Wow. So I think there's going to be a lot of pent-up Marvel movie need. And I think that it will have a very good premiere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking forward to that one. We've got our calendars marked and probably going to pre-purchase our tickets next week early.
I don't suppose I could get you to postpone until I can see it with you.
I don't know. Lindsay's been talking about it for months.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to watch it the second time.
Yes, I would be okay with that.
Well, no one has to tell if you watched it or not.
Yeah.
Just don't mess up when you're watching it with them and go, oh, wait, did you see this?
Well, the problem is my availability isn't until July 14th. So, yeah, I don't think Patrick's family would wait for him to watch it.
Well, we must all sacrifice and wait for the Rico Suave.
That's right. So what's going on July 14th, Steve?
I don't know. It'll be the day after my birthday. Yes. Something I'm kind of sad about. I'm always sad about these. Loki the finale. Marvel Studios' Loki features the God of Mischief as he steps out of his brother's shadow in a new Disney Plus series that takes place after the events of the Avengers Endgame. Tom Hiddleston returns as the title character, joined by Owen Wilson. Still ain't figuring that one out. Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Sofia DiMartino, Wunmi Mosaka, and Richard E. Grant. Kate Herron directs Loki. She does a great job. And Michael Waldron is the head writer. I'll let you know, Michael, what I think about it once the whole series is over. I'm in the middle of the third episode.
I've only seen the first one because we're waiting for our daughter to be available to watch it with us. She doesn't want us to watch it without her.
Okay.
And she's been tied up every evening.
Okay. Why do you tie her up? That's not really legal.
Well, you know, they just talk so much. It's not really that bad. I mean, when I was in preschool or daycare, whatever, when my parents were still married, our teacher at the daycare would tie us in chairs and duct tape our mouth shut. That's one of my early memories as a child.
That's almost as scary as that Shark Week lineup.
Yeah. Actually, it's scary. I know. Okay, so a shark coming at me, and I've actually had it wasn't a shark, it was a barracuda. I've actually had a barracuda like 12 inches from my face.
Were you like, no, not like
in the water? No, and there was no glass in between us. I was in a canal in Florida, and I'm just glad I didn't have anything shiny on. And I knew that before I even went in the water because I knew they were in there. And it's like, oh, just swimming. Hello. There's teeth, like, right in front of my face. And I literally blinked, and it was gone.
Ooh, barracuda.
So sharks, I don't really want to, I don't care to see. Actually, I don't even care about going in the ocean anymore. Not unless I'm in an ironclad.
So is that all you got, Steve?
One more thing. Monsters at Work, episode 102, Meet Miffed, because did we actually talk about this yet? Monsters at Work?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I must have been asleep. But anyway.
It says Meet Miffed, not Meet Milf.
So I said Miffed.
Nothing to see here.
I'm not talking about Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Because that's not even there anymore.
Unless yes, it is there. It's just
are they bringing it back?
The signs are up.
Yeah, okay. I hope so.
I thought I heard that. I really hope so, too. Because that's one of the things I would love to take my dad to in January.
Mm-hmm. A good experience in there.
Yeah, I mean, because my dad is like the king of dad jokes. I mean, it's just...
It's just riddled with them all through the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to make, and I will make sure he wears something crazy hat or something somehow. So he is that guy.
That guy.
But they picked out my mom and said she was married to a monster.
Well, then she had little monsters, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually looking forward to that. Monsters at Work.
Yeah, I think it's the first Pixar series.
All right. I don't do the next one, do I?
I do. July 16th. That's my wedding anniversary.
Rick is up.
Yes. July 16th is my wedding anniversary. And to celebrate that, we are going to have more shows about sharks. So we have The Croc That Ate Jaws, Gordon Ramsay, Uncharted Season 3, Episode Incredible Iceland. Meet Spidey and His Amazing Friends, Season 1. Those are shorts. Shark Attack Files, Season 1. Shark Attack, The Paige Winter Story. Shark Gangs, When Sharks Attack, Season 7. World's Deadliest Sharks. And We Bought a Zoo. That is a movie with Matt Damon that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Heard it was good.
Oh, phenomenal movie.
I think that all these shows about sharks are to combat Shark Week on the Discovery channels.
Oh, okay.
Because that starts July 11th.
I thought it was just trying to promote, you know, beach participation.
Yeah.
Well, and I love it, too, because that Gordon Ramsay Uncharted is in Iceland, and one of their, like, premier, like, specialty cuisine dishes is that a fermented shark that, like, nobody wants to eat. Just fits perfectly right in that lineup.
That's cool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Again, I mean, I'm going to watch all those anyway, but yeah, I can't wait for that.
So moving on, we still have an episode of High School Musical, the musical of the series, another episode of the Mysterious Benedict Society, and another episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch. And then on Wednesday, July 21st, we have three premieres. We have Turner and Hooch reboot.
Oh, whoa. Reboot?
Yes. It's about his son.
Okay, because I could not stand the first one.
It's about the son of Scott Turner.
Oh, cool.
And he gets another dog. Or yeah, he inherits a dog just like his dad did.
Probably going to have to check that one out.
Yeah, definitely.
It stars Josh Peck from like Drake and Josh and...
Oh, yeah.
All that. I think the Amanda Show. He is the son of Detective Scott Turner. So, yeah, that looks interesting. I really did like the movie Turner and Hooch when I was a kid.
I did as well.
Of course, you know, I cried at the end, but who didn't? The next one is a super exciting series. If you watch the Imagineering story, I think this is one that would really pique your attention. And that is Behind the Attraction. All episodes will be streaming. And we get to peek beyond the magic of Disney parks to discover what's behind the attraction. From executive producers Dwayne Johnson, Danny Garcia, and Brian Volk-Weiss, we get to explore how Imagineers fill the Haunted Mansion with 999 happy haunts. The Twilight Zone Tower Terror was transformed into Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. And why Space Mountain took so long to launch. From the 50s to today, from Jungle Cruise to It's a Small World to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Disney Park attractions have amazed millions, and this is the story of how they did it. So I think that's going to be a really fun show to watch.
I definitely have to agree. Yeah. I think this is one of the most exciting things that I'm looking forward to in July.
Yeah. I am kind of bummed that they're releasing all the episodes at once, though, because I really do like the aspect of watching a new show every week and waiting for it. That was the Imagineering story, I think, was one of the the first original series that came out on Disney Plus, and obviously one of the first shows that was released in the serial format like that. And I think it's just kind of changed how we watch TV, kind of taking us away from binging.
No, I totally agree with you on that. It's like my son with Loki. It's like, no, I'm not going to watch the first one. I'm going to wait till they all come out and then I'm going to watch them. And I'm like, Logan, you grew up with, watching series day by day or, week by week. It's like, well, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you get that double-edged sword because you're like, all these streaming services, you have that option now to where you can wait for all of them. And I'm not going to, I used to be that guy, but Disney Plus has kind of changed me. I really enjoy waiting for the next week, like
yes. you said,
and being able to see, it builds that anticipation up, gives you something to look forward to. And like, I think just the whole experience is there with that.
No, absolutely. And I was the binge person too. It's like, yeah, let me binge Handmaid's Tale and everything else. But then it's like, with Loki, I'm really into it. And it's like, I don't watch it the day it comes out all the time. But then it's like last night, it's like, oh, I have a new episode of Loki.
And I think what that does too, on top of the anticipation, I think Disney's done it well because they throw so much into each episode. It makes you think and reflect on it through the entire week.
Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, like you said, anticipate. You're supposed to think about how it is. I mean, nowadays, when you binge, it's like, oh, I remember the first part and I remember the last. I don't remember what happened in between.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a certain aspect of mindlessness to binging a show, I think.
Sure. So I am totally into watching show at a time.
And you know, I think other streaming services are starting to change to match that, because you mentioned The Handmaid's Tale. That's something that Brandy and I have watched. And this past season that just ended, season 4, was released week by week. So...
interesting.
Yes. Then Marvel Studios assembled The Making of Loki. And assembled is kind of like the aftermath of Marvel Studios Legends, where Legends is there to kind of refresh us on the characters that are coming up in their new shows. Marvel Studios Assembled is a documentary series that examines the creation of the new shows and theatrical releases. So this one focuses on the making of Loki, and there's been one on the making of WandaVision and one on the making of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So it's kind of like giving us a behind the scenes of them making the series. And then finally, we have another episode of Monsters at Work. Yay. So I'll go ahead and toss it over to Patrick for Friday, July 23rd.
Ooh, it's me. All right. So some new library titles for the 23rd. Season 1 of Disney Junior Mickey Mouse Funhouse is going to be out. The episode is Mickey the Brave. So I think the title kind of maybe says he's going to be in a situation where he may have to be brave. So may have to dive into Disney Junior again for that one. Another new episode of Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted, Holy Moly, in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
This would be a good one. I love Mexican cuisine, that culture down there. So I'm going to dive into that. This is going to be good. I don't know if you guys remember this or have seen this, but one of the Ice Age movies, The Meltdown, is going to be on here. I loved watching that when it first came out.
Yeah.
And then... keeping on with that shark theme, Shark Attack Files.
This Let's go to the beach.
That you will not be watching. Have to steer clear of that for the night. And then Walking with Dinosaurs, a movie that came out in 2013.
That was a series.
Hold on. Has anyone seen that?
Walking with Dinosaurs? Yeah, we watched it.
Is that the one with John Leguizamo?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was a series. It wasn't...
it was a series. I actually had it downloaded on a computer, and...
yeah, John
lost it. And... but it is fantastic. Oh, I had it in 3D. That's what it was.
Oh, no. It is a film. Sorry.
Is it? Yeah. I just remember... it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And... I lost the computer that I had it on, and now, I can't
wait doesn't to matter.
I can't wait to see this because it is really good. How I never heard about it back in 2013, it was just a couple years ago.
Oh, what I'm thinking of, it's based on a BBC series from 1999.
Okay.
And then they made a movie of it.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
This thing is really good. Watch it.
Definitely going to have to check that one out. Lydia's into some dinosaurs right now, so we'll have to check that one out together.
My wife's into dinosaurs. I'll leave it at
it's
that.
It's like a family reunion.
A couple Disney Plus originals. Playing with Sharks premiere. It's a National Geographic documentary film. It's from 2-time Emmy-nominated director Sally Aitken and Wild Bear Entertainment. Playing with Sharks captures the life of Valerie Taylor. She's a woman who is ahead of her time and whose life's work has become the basis for much of what we know about sharks today. She's a fearless diver, cinematographer, and she is a pioneering conservationist for sharks. She is a living legend and an icon, and through the remarkable underwater archival footage, along with interviews with Valerie herself, Playing with Sharks will follow the daring ocean explorer's trajectory from a champion spearfisher to a passionate shark protector. So sounds kind of cool. Maybe see a transition from, you know, that hunter to a lover of what she was hunting. So might actually be something to check out there.
Valerie Taylor, when I was growing up, I was very into sharks. Yeah, I read all kinds of books, and I watched Shark Week every year. And she is someone going back, I think, to the 70s, maybe even the 60s.
Whoa.
Studying sharks. And the footage in the movie Jaws of the real shark was filmed by her.
Oh, wow.
So she's been around for several years.
Awesome. I did not know that about her.
Oh, I'm excited
to kind of watch that. I was a big shark fan, too, so I'm going to have to look at that one. Another exciting premiere is Stuntman. So I don't know about you guys, but I love every aspect of cinema and what goes into it. And, you know, the stunts sometimes kind of make the movies. This is from the executive producer, Dwayne Johnson, you know, The Rock. Danny Garcia and Stephen Bucks Productions, and it's directed by Kurt Matilla. It chronicles the highs and lows of a veteran Hollywood stuntman, Eddie Braun, as he attempts what many argue is the most dangerous stunt in history. Following in the footsteps of his childhood idol, Evel Knievel, Braun reflects on having survived multiple car crashes, explosions, and many death-defying leaps over the course of his 30-year career as a stuntman. Now he's in his 50s and is in retirement, and he decides to cap off his career by recreating Evel Knievel's infamous, unsuccessful Snake River Canyon rocket jump. So this is going to be exciting to watch, I think.
Yeah. It didn't work. It didn't work the first time.
I think it's kind of interesting that Dwayne Johnson and Danny Garcia are both producing Stuntman and Behind the Attraction. It's a busy month for Dwayne Johnson with Disney.
No joke. I mean, actually, it is busy. I mean, he did Jungle Cruise, what, 2 years ago? Yeah. And they did a reshoot and stuff like that, because actually, a little lead into, we will be having a show coming up on Monorail Tales, because we know someone that worked with Dwayne, and we've already interviewed him once, and he is really excited to talk about what happened, what's going on with Dwayne and some of the other things on Jungle Cruise, the movie. Hmm. So when we talked to him last year, it was like, yeah, I can't really say anything yet.
No sneak peeks.
Well, we shouldn't have to wait too much longer.
Right.
No. And actually, Sheila and I were talking about we need to get in contact and just see when everything, you know, can kind of gel.
That'll be awesome to hear that.
If anybody wants to hear who we're talking about, have them just check out episode 143.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You're talking about Joel, right? Yeah.
Awesome.
So if they want to know who we're talking about, they can go back and listen to episode 143. It's a good episode.
Rick came prepared.
How do you find that? I mean, it took me a week. And I did the episode.
Well, I mean, you got like 20 years on me.
Oh, wow.
Moving on, Patrick. What happens on July 28th?
On July the 28th? We've got a couple Disney originals coming out. Turning the Tables with Robin Roberts. It's a new premiere. It's a streaming Get Personal with Robin Roberts and some of Hollywood's groundbreaking women as they talk about their paths, their journeys, as they find their purpose. And then next one I'm excited about. I love these little guys.
Chip and Dale.
Park Life.
Yep.
Premiere. So, I grew up watching them, and I'm excited to see them have their own show like this. So it's the first episode, Thou Shalt Nut Still, The Baby Whisperer, and It Takes Two to Tangle. Dell makes a serious mistake when he steals the wrong dog's chestnuts. Chip meets his match in the baby enclosure on the Wild West outside of the park, and then Chippendale have always been joined at the hip, but now they actually are. So maybe a little foresight into what's happening. So going to be a kind of a funny show to watch there. So looking forward to that one.
Is this real life or animated?
Animated. It's kind of in the style of the new Mickey shorts, I think.
Okay. Which is great. So I'll look forward to that coming out.
Yes.
The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse, Batch 2 premiere, is coming out. And then another episode of Monsters at Work and Turner and Hooch is also going to be on the 28th as well.
Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse is the second iteration of the Mickey shorts. They had Batch 1 come out last year, I think in November, for Mickey's birthday. And those are just as funny as the other seasons of the Mickey shorts, if you haven't seen them.
I avoid the Mickey shorts.
The disco one at the roller rink is hilarious.
Okay, I'll try it.
Might take you back to high school, Steve.
We didn't have high school when I was growing up.
Yeah.
We just had the School of Hard Knocks. So Friday, July 30th, we have Disney Junior Tots, T-O-T-S, Season 2. Disney Sydney to the Max, starting Season 3. That's actually not a bad show. Garfield. It's Garfield. Watch it. And then, of course, Gordon Ramsay, Uncharted Season 3, episode Michigan's Youper Cuisine. Got it. Yeah, got to see that.
Yeah, you're thinking about Gordon and Garfield together. Thought it was going to be an episode on lasagna there for a minute.
Could be. Could very well be. And then Built for Mars. Oh, I forgot this was coming up. Built for Mars, the Perseverance rover.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, I would love to see this. I mean, I haven't had a chance to see some of the live stuff that they put out for the rover and everything and the helicopter and everything, but yeah, it's exciting. But, yeah, and then Disney Plus Originals has this little thing coming out. They were actually supposed to put it out, what, a year and a half ago? And it's a thing called The Jungle Cruise, and it's a premiere. So we join fan favorites, this guy named Duane Johnson and Emily Blunt. I think she's done some other stuff. Mary Poppins. But this is for the adventure of a lifetime on Disney's Jungle Cruise. So I wonder if they're doing Disneyland or Disney World. Any idea? But it's a rollicking thrill ride down the Amazon with, imagine this, wisecracking skipper Frank Wolf and intrepid researcher Dr. Lily Houghton. Lily travels from London, England, to the Amazon jungle and enlists Frank's questionable services to guide her down river on L'Aquila, his ramshackle but charming boat.
I guess it's better than tequila.
Yeah, I had to kind of focus my eyes on that one. On the tequila.
That might not get you very far on the Amazon.
Yeah. Lily's determined to uncover an ancient tree with unparalleled healing abilities, possessing the power to change the future of medicine. Thrust on this epic quest together, the unlikely duo encounters innumerable dangers, like what? Hippos that wiggle their ears?
Lions and tigers and bears.
Incredible dangers and supernatural forces, all lurking in the deceptive beauty of the lush rainforest. But as the secrets of the lost tree unfold, the stakes reach even higher for Lily and Frank and their fate and mankind's. I'm ready for this, and it better be good.
And that will be in theaters and Disney Plus with premiere access.
Yes, it will.
So again, I won't be able to see it.
So it's July 30th.
Day. Yeah, because I'll be going down to Disney and that other place, Universal.
Never heard of it.
What?
What you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, it's Disney Plus. They don't have a, what was it, Universal Plus.
No, that would be Peacock.
Yeah, I know. I had to think for a minute. I was like, I know there's one, but I can't remember what it is. All right. So actually, in the to end out the month, not that it really matters, but it does matter. High School Musical, the musical, the series. Again, the Mysterious Benedict Society, which I'm going to go. I think I might try to watch that tonight. Star Wars, The Bad Batch, which if I've only got a short time to before I have to go to sleep, I love watching that. It's good 30 minute shows. So my birthday month, which my birthday is on July 13th, is really jam-packed with a lot of good stuff, right?
It is. It's a solid month.
You can watch the first episode of the Mysterious Benedict Society tomorrow, Friday 25th.
Oh, it starts tomorrow. I thought it was already out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
If you would have listened to last month's episode, Steve, instead of missing it, you might have known that.
What?
Mm-hmm. I said it.
Yeah, I was too busy listening to Patrick. Sorry. His mesmerizing voice.
Yeah.
You interrupted, and I was like, what?
It's kind of jarring when I talk.
It is.
Y'all did a great job. I did listen to it, actually, right before we came on. I feel like I've already been talking to you guys all night long, and I have. Okay.
Well, we weren't able to get together to review any specific shows.
Right.
But have you guys been watching anything interesting over the past month?
Okay, I have, and you guys reviewed it. And I just want to say Luca was fantastic.
Oh, wasn't it?
Really, really, really enjoyed it. I think there were a couple things that during the movie that like, wait, what? But from start to end, it was beautiful.
It was a good watch.
Yeah, it really was a good watch. You know, one of the cool things about that I was reading, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but as I was reading about it afterwards is, you know, the technology from their transition from a sea monster to a human and then human to sea monster, they actually had to create new technology and implement it into that movie for them to be able to do that as well as they did it.
I mean, you get to the point where you don't even think about it. I mean, at the start of it, even in the previews, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to keep watching and see how they do that.
It is.
And then like 10 minutes in, it's like, oh, there they are. Oh, nope, there they're gone. Draft.
Yep. And I love how they kept to the culture of Italy. You know, one of these small seaside like Porto Rosso, one of these small seaside little villages that you can just see all of this culture in there. And they just stayed true to the culture. And I thought that was really respectful and a job well done to all of the animators and writers of the show.
Did you guys talk about the preview show that was actually premiered and kind of was like it's not a spoiler show. You can actually watch it.
Was it like the making of?
Yeah, the making of.
Because they made it from their homes, which is amazing.
Yeah. It's we watched that part before we watched the movie, and it really enhanced the movie as we were watching it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And I learned a new skill.
What's that?
Whenever one of you guys says something I don't like, I'll just say, Silencio Bruno.
Silencio Bruno.
And then you'll have to shut up.
Oh, it worked.
I think it will.
So anything else you guys watched? Loki? How are you doing with Loki?
Yeah, so I'm through the first episode myself. I started watching it, and I hadn't finished Endgame yet. And some images started coming up as they were like going back through Loki's memories, and I was like, oh no, and I had to pause it and go back and rewatch it after I finished Endgame. So watch that. I finished a good show, and you know, it's kind of an older one that's on there. But the magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom, and I thought that was an amazing little series from the National Geographic that was on there.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, anything about Animal Kingdom will get my attention.
Yeah. Yes.
I've been watching Gravity Falls.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
What, just started?
Almost halfway through season two, which is, there's only two seasons. But it's so funny.
It is awesome. I was like you. I waited till they quit the thing. And then Sheila got Disney Infinity characters for it. And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll watch it. Loved it. And then the characters that are playing it or voicing are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
You got what? Jason Ritter?
Yeah,
John Jason Ritter's Ritter. Son. And I just totally pulled a blank on the female.
The one that plays Mabel, her name's
Mabel.
Kristen Schaaf.
No.
I think.
Linda Cardellini?
Kristen Schaaf.
Yeah, she's been on different shows, live action, and she's
Linda done a Cardellini lot plays Wendy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was Velma from Scooby-Doo. She was on ER. She was Hawkeye's wife in the Marvel Avengers movies.
Yep.
And it's just a funny show.
It's fantastic. And Grunkle
Stan.
Grunkle Stan. I'll never forget being at D23, seeing there was a couple of older guys that were dressed as, you know, cosplay, and they were good.
Yeah.
Uncle Stan. And I'm like, I didn't understand who it was at first. I was like, I kind of knew, but it's like, that's pretty neat. Okay. So, yeah. Anything else before we phase it out?
Nothing for me.
I don't think so. There's a lot of stuff that we'll be able to talk about next month.
Cool.
Yes.
Yep. So, as usual, I can't wait to watch everything that I haven't watched. It was just so much. Everybody, enjoy Disney Plus. And if you're listening to this and you don't have Disney Plus, really?
We'll sell Steve's login to the highest bidder.
That's true.
Everything for a price.
Yes.
Everything comes with a price.
All magic comes with a price. Yes. Our listeners will find that out coming up soon.
Yes. Yes, they will. Because we're charging you. No.
Yeah. There goes our listenership.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just kidding. No. No, we're still free. And at that, Rick, you want to sign us out?
Yes. Thanks for joining us. If you want to follow along with us, you can find us in all of our social media online at monorailtales.com, and please check out our sponsor dvcshop.com for all of your DVC resale or rental needs.
And then here's the notes I have from Sheila. Don't forget to hit record. XXX.
Don't forget to stop recording.
Oh yeah. And to check out the full list of upcoming new shows on Disney Plus for the month of July, check out our website at monorailtales.com. Here you will find a week by week the shows separated into movies, series, and specials. So check it out and enjoy. And again, thank you to everyone that is here tonight. Patrick, great to have you on. I guess
first official.
First official, second unofficial.
Next month we might actually have four.
Oh, that's right, because we are what's our show? Disney Plus
take four.
Three plus one.
Sometimes four, sometimes three. Okay. Occasionally two.
Alright.
Maybe we should try one.
Disney plus one. Patrick, thank you for being here. Looking forward to having you here, and with Bill. And actually, I'm looking forward to have all of you guys here at one time, and me.
And so, you can't leave you out, Steve.
Yeah,
we can try.
Nope. Looking forward to the whole team being together. Thanks for
having me. All right. All right. Thanks for being everybody for being part of the team. Great time, guys. So here we go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.